Well, here we are in the middle of summer. Have you taken your summer vacations yet? Have you taken a road trip? Have you brought children with you? What's the one question that they always ask from the back seat of the car? Are we there yet? How many times do they say it? Over and over and over again. Children always asking something from their parents. And parents, do you give in? Yeah, you probably do every once in a while. That persistent nagging. Take a look at Abraham's conversation with God. Sound familiar? For the sake of 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. And God's final answer, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. Persistence can pay off. But you know what? Our Father always knows what is good for us. Now here's a side question for you. Are the innocent important enough to forestall the punishment of the wicked? Our very presence, that of the righteous, can forestall the punishment by the Lord. But we all know the final outcome of Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, our prayer should also include those who have fallen away from the Lord. We pray for ourselves. We pray for those around us. Do we pray for those most in need? Not those suffering, but those who have turned their back on God. At some point in our lives, we'd have all liked to have run away from home. Mad at mom, mad at dad, mad at the sister, mad at the brother, mad at the dog. Argument with your husband, with your wife. Mad at God for an injustice. I'm sure we've asked that question. Why me, God? I'm angry with you. Simple misunderstandings, altercations, argument over the most trivial of things can fester into a deep-seated resentment and hatred. For what purpose? Pride? Arrogance? Spite? What are all these things? Sin. Turning on backs on those we love, family, neighbor, and God. But you know what? God never turns his back on us. He is the loving Father, anxiously waiting for our return. I think there is a parable about that somewhere. As Paul says to the Colossians, God has brought you to life along with Christ, having forgiven all of your transgressions. Some of you may remember the movie Cool Hand Luke. Aha. Uh-huh. What was the one famous line from that movie? What we have here is a failure to communicate. Remember that one? We need to communicate. Because the first thing that breaks down in any relationship is communication. Thank you for coming to church on Sunday. But imagine if you can only spend 1 hour a week with your family, what kind of relationship would that be? That's why you always need to be praying. You need to be praying to develop your relationship with God. You need to be praying with your relationship with your family, because the family that prays together stays together. You know what? That's a truism. That came from a Protestant radio program in the 50s. Wow. It's amazing how the truth works. Because the love we share within our families is brought about by the author of life. The only way that love will grow is in strong relationships, not only within the family, but with God and the family. When was the last time you sat down as a family and prayed together? Not just at Mass, but at home, or perhaps even in public. Remember that road trip? Rosaries make nice rear view mirror decorations, right? Take it down and use it. Remember, I lived for the last 22 years in Washington, D.C., and probably one of the things that drove me to the priesthood is the greatest temporal benefit of the priesthood is the commute to work in the morning. At St. Francis, the rectory is attached to the church. I don't even have to go outside. But for at least 10 years in Washington, D.C., I had a commute, beltway traffic, and all those horror stories you heard about traffic in D.C., they're all true. And you know what got me through D.C. traffic? A rosary. I got one of those nice, long-playing CDs of the rosary. And then in the second track, it was the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. That got me 3/4 of the way home. Thanks be to God. It's a beautiful thing. And I know you Catholics go to restaurants. Remember I told you I was going to be looking for you? I'm still looking. I'm watching you. Are you praying before grace at meals? Are you making the sign of the cross saying, oh, those Catholics over there, they pray before their meals. Give witness to your faith. Prayer opens your soul to God and to each other. You know what? There's a certain vulnerability to opening up your soul, but God already knows what's in your heart. He also knows your sins, too. Sometimes we don't want to look there. But the reality is, when we do open up our souls to ourselves and to others, we grow strong, relying on the strength in family. Together, you can reach out to our Father with your needs. In prayer, we bring our needs to Him. We offer thanks. We give praise, and we seek forgiveness. Because if you want to grow stronger, what do you got to do? You got to exercise. You want to grow stronger in your relationship with God? Get on your knees. That's why the Mass is so beautiful. It's a workout. Stand, sit, kneel. Stand, sit, kneel, right? It's a good exercise. Pray. The disciples realize that right relationship to the Father and to Jesus begins in prayer. And Jesus gives us the most perfect prayer. In this translation from today's Gospel, Father, hallowed be your name. This Gospel passage is an excellent catechesis, a teaching on prayer. He teaches us that Christian prayer is communal. We come together as a community and we pray, Our Father. And we learn of the persistence in prayer and the effectiveness of prayer. Remember your children asking you over and over and over again? You did not give in because you knew what they were asking maybe have not been good for them. God is the same way. Remember, no is an answer to a prayer. Because you have to remember, you know, little children, you know, they're this tall, right? They may not see the boiling pot of hot water on top of the stove, and you say, don't touch that stove. They don't know why. Imagine God's perspective over us when we ask. The story of the midnight visitor in today's gospel and the sayings following it are a strong admonition to perseverance in prayer. Remember, God does not always respond to our prayers in ways that are best for us. So, you continue to pray. You continue to ask. You continue to discern God's will. We need to exercise not only the body, but the soul. Because I also read somewhere, ask and you will receive. So pray together. Stay together with God, with family, and with neighbor. May your love grow in relationship with God and family when you pray together as a family and as a community.